The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. A lot of sports. Talked a lot of basketball. Talked a lot of draft. Even worked in a little hockey there. And just a couple people were asking, so here's your numbers real quick, and then we'll move on from this so that I can say I've done my hockey duties. Tampa Bay minus 125 to win the series. I hit a ticket on that already. Capitals plus 105 against Pittsburgh. I hit a ticket on that. The Winnipeg-Nashville series, Winnipeg's plus 125, and there's value in that because I think these two teams are really close. But I just punched a ticket on Nashville to win at 4.5-1 because that's the highest I've seen them to win the Stanley Cup. So already had Winnipeg at 8-1. So now I've got Nashville at 4.5-1. And I feel like whoever comes out of there, I'm going to be all right. So there you go. There's some betting for you. And I tell you what, I also just, if you're single game betting tonight, I'll take Washington minus 125 against the Pens game one.
Okay.
Team that's won four in a row. All right. That's enough of that.
Did you see Lance's final mock draft?
I have not seen it yet, no. Want to take the people through it?
Yeah, I'll walk the people through a little. Number one, Baker Mayfield, which we talked about earlier. He thinks that is, he says like it's done.
Yeah, yeah. He tweeted that out earlier today. And if you're not following Lance, now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
Because, he's all over this stuff. And he's out there with NFL Network, so he's getting information from really good places.
Number two, Bradley Chubb.
Okay.
To the Giants. Number three, Sam Darnold to the Jets. Number four, Saquon Barkley to the Browns. Five, the Bills move up to take Josh Allen.
That's not going to make you happy.
It's not going to make me happy. Six, Roquan Smith to the Colts. Seven, Quentin Nelson to the Bucks. Eight, Denzel Ward, the corner from Ohio State, to the Bears. Nine, Tremaine Edwards to San Francisco. 10, Mike McGlinchey. The tackle to Oakland.
He's been getting a lot of run lately.
Yep. So some of the other notable names. Number 12, the Broncos in that trade with the Bills. They end up with Minkah Fitzpatrick. Not a bad trade off if you actually do get that guy 12.
It's another guy who was supposed to be top five at one point.
Josh Rosen, 13th in a projected trade to the San Diego or the Los Angeles Chargers. Sorry. There's no San Diego Chargers.
No, I still
anymore.
Keep calling him San Diego.
I hate that. Mike Hughes, the corner from Central Florida, national champions.
Yep.
Green Bay Packers, 14. Derwin James to the Cardinals at 15.
That's a guy I like too.
Daron Payne to Washington, the defensive tackle from Alabama. I think he's a hell of a player. Isaiah Oliver, I wrote about him today on SportsMap. He's a guy that I like a lot, and I said that I'd really like to see him get put in a place like Atlanta or Seattle, in a place where they have that cover three scheme.
Yep.
Seattle, 18, Isaiah Oliver. I think it's a great
pick.
Yeah,
I've seen two or three people mention that he's perfect for that team.
So. Dallas at 19, Leighton Vander Esch, the Boise State linebacker.
That would be a good pickup for them if they get him there.
Yeah. 22, Marcus Davenport to the Broncos, the defensive end from UTSA. 25, the Titans, Rashawn Evans, the linebacker from Alabama. Anytime you get an Alabama linebacker, yeah, you probably feel pretty good about it. You're getting a guy who can play. Justin Reed, the safety from Stanford to the Steelers.
That would be a Steeler pick.
That is a nice pick. Man, this is a... I think this would be such a value if he falls this far, and it's unbelievable to me that he would could even possibly fall this far. Number 29, the Jags take Calvin Ridley, wide receiver, Alabama.
Yeah, I know you're very high on Calvin Ridley.
I just think he's so good. He doesn't have, like, elite size, but he's one of the best route runners you'll find, and he always gets separation.
He does.
Always.
And he catches a ball when you throw it to him.
Yep.
And he's good with the ball in his hands.
Yep. That's a hell of a player to fall that far. Number 32, in a trade with the Philadelphia Eagles, the Cincinnati Bengal moves up to select Lamar Jackson, quarterback.
Interesting.
Louisville.
Interesting.
That's his.
Yeah, I could see the Eagles trading out of there because it's not like they need anything. You know?
Yeah. Well,
there's players that could help, but.
Yeah.
Okay, this live stream thing. Here's a potential problem. You can get on there and chat. So this is yet another way.
For people to tell us we suck?
Yeah. Steven says, this makes my week. AJ's facial expression is everything I ever imagined. Peter says, you're a diva. And then Steve K says, where is Jong? He needs a little FaceTime.
Yeah, Jong, you need a little FaceTime.
Also, I'm okay.
Suck it, Peter.
I mean, there is...
Well, he might have meant I'm the diva.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure I know what he meant.
Okay.
You're not the one who got a room at the Hyatt to take a nap today.
I'm the one who suggested it.
You did.
Do you
that
see
was
they
so
took,
great.
They took the couches away?
Yeah.
I don't know where they went.
I don't know
they
either.
Threw them away.
Could have used one of those couches.
What couches? What?
The couches that were all in the lobby there?
Yeah.
They're all gone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now there's just those IKEA-looking chairs and tables.
Well, that's not cool.
Yeah. Looks like a Euro coffee house.
Well,
that's our whole new look over here.
That side is the Canadian European side. The old side over there is the American side.
Yeah,
and it's kind of our new look. We're culture mappy now. The whole thing's supposed to look like culture map. So, you guys are slowly turning into cam girls. What is a cam girl? Is that like a Cam Newton chick?
It's the girls that you pay money to watch on cam while you please yourself.
Oh, that's no.
I'll do that if we can attach the link to a PayPal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, I got to be honest, if you really want to see that, you can go find any random penis. They all look alike. You don't need ours.
What angle looks best for my penis, John? Which camera?
Probably that one over there.
Straight on?
Yeah, yeah.
So I won't be able
like that. You like that?
Oh, I won't even be able to comment on this for 2 minutes. But, although I do like, I have it figured out here. Basically, it's just going to be our shoulders up, right?
And yeah.
So as long as I have a hat on, then I don't look that hideous because you can't really see me.
Well, your shirt looks like you took it out of Prince's closet.
What? What the hell's wrong with this shirt? I like this shirt. This is kind of it's kind of different. I'm trying to be a little more stylish here and there.
Okay.
It's not a print shirt. It's not purple.
What would you call that?
Not purple. Like almost.
John, can I get a ruling?
It's not purple. I don't know what it is.
I have to come closer.
It's too dark to be lavender.
That's purple. That's like eggplant color.
I'm going to go with, it's not purple. It's purplish. It's purplish.
I'll tweet a picture out to the people.
No, don't. No, if the people really want to see it, they can just find the damn webcam. It's a little purplish, but it's not like screaming. It's like Beth Purple, where she wears that purple stuff that it jumps off the page at you.
That's purple, sir.
This is a subtle purple. It's a dark purple.
That's
it's
not
you
subtle.
Know what this is? This is deep purple.
No, it's eggplant.
No, it's deep purple.
That's eggplant.
Yeah.
Jong, you're the fashionista of the show. You come in here during the break, and you could tell the people next segment what it was. That's pretty eggplant to me.
I'm just trying to honor one of the all-time great bands, that's all. So, I'm a highway star. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's darker than what I would consider purple, but it's purplish.
Yeah.
Regardless, it's kind of a cool shirt. What the hell? Why are you dogging me?
Looks like if you wear a shirt like that, it looks like your boyfriend will be knocking at your back door.
Stop. Stop.
Hush. Hush.
Oh, that was good. All right. Point for AJ on that one. That was really good. Oh, God. All right. I don't even know how to jump into this now, but I'm just going to do it because, you know, I got no choice. Trying to come up with a smoke on the water thing, but it's just not happening.
What are you reading?
I'm reading Texans Can Academies.
Oh, so if you're tired of space trucking, you can... You're right.
There you go. You got a place for that truck. You got a place for that car. We got a place for anything you're not using anymore. Any kind of vehicle, motorcycle, tractor. It's all there. And any one of those, it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Maybe it's been sitting in your garage. You're going to fix it up. You know, or maybe you're going to sell it. Maybe you're going to give it to somebody. You just never got around to it. And now it won't even start and you don't know what to do. Well, give Texans Can Academies a call because here's what they're going to do. They'll come tow that vehicle free of charge. They're going to take care of all the paperwork, which you can do online, but it just takes, not even a minute. And your donation is tax deductible. That's right. And if you donate it today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, $50 Visa gift card on top of that. And trust me, that tax deduction, if you just did your taxes, that's a big thing, man. That'll help you out a lot next year. And honestly, you're doing something good here by getting rid of something you're not using anymore. Because the money they get from these vehicles, that goes to help Texans Can Academies, which all based right here in the state. And they give these students what they need to be successful. And these are kids who've dropped out of other schools. They get another chance at Texans Can Academies. Some of them had jobs to support, had to support their families, so they work around that schedule. Some of them had issues even getting to school. Well, they get them bus passes. Some of them had trouble reading because they needed glasses. Couldn't afford them. Well, guess what? Texans Can Academies takes care of that. That's what they do. And all you have to do is make the call today. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come tow that vehicle. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226 or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Hey, the traffic lady did say tick, right?
I don't know.
It just sounded like something else. Maybe my mind's in the gutter, but I think it was, I hope it was tick.
Where did she say it? At the beginning or
the end? It was near the end, yeah. But a couple things. I'm not real happy that you dropped that knocking on your back door thing on me, since you'd never even heard of that song until I quoted it last week, and then you use it against me. Not cool. That, and as a couple people have pointed out, if you go look at the placeholder for the stream, guess who's wearing a purple shirt? It ain't me.
I don't have a problem with a purple shirt, but the
No, you basically said that I had a boyfriend because of this shirt.
No.
That shirt looks like you get pinned to the shower by
your
some
shirt
guy
is
named
like,
Chip.
It's like ribbed, and it makes it look like it's crushed velvet or something.
That's not, no, it's not crushed velvet. It's just
I know
like
it's not crushed velvet, but it gives that appearance because of the ribbing.
Well, I like ribbed.
Okay. Ribbed for her pleasure.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm sorry. I thought this was kind of a different cool shirt.
Well,
I don't really care if you like it or not.
Yes, you do care.
Because you know what? I like it.
You do care if I like it, though.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Well, you're the one wearing the flaming purple shirt there, pal.
All right. Well, you're doing the pose of like the girl from Saturday Night Live who puts her fingers in her armpits and then smells them because she's really nervous.
Who does that?
What was that character's name on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, I forget. She had a movie.
Yeah, she's like
I forgot.
Yeah, I don't watch Saturday Night
Tyler
Live.
Tyler knows.
So
what's that girl's name? He's gonna come tell you.
Yeah.
The actress's name is Molly Shannon.
Yeah. She did. Yeah.
Do I know her?
The movie was Superstar.
Superstar.
Never heard of it. Is Molly Shannon doable?
I mean, not as this character.
Okay. All right. 713.
This is her. She does that.
No, yeah, no.
That's your pose in that picture.
That is not my pose because I'm not staring down and looking all, and my hands are not all the way into my armpits. They're kind of like around my breasts.
Sort of. I don't know.
Yeah. Those are, I'm cupping my own breasts.
Like that.
Well, yeah, but that's not her. The one you showed me before, her hands were all up underneath her armpits.
It's just the fingers are under the armpits.
Look, I don't know where your hands are, okay? Well, they're cut off. We know what you could be touching, perv.
Superstar.
713-780-ESPN.
Let's just make fun of each other all day.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
97 Sundell says, just saw Cleveland has number 4 from Houston. How did that happen? Brock, are you serious, Sun Devil? It's Deshaun Watson trade last year. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, surprise. The Texans aren't picking in the first round today.
409.
Damn. That sucks if you're like a Texans fan. And
yeah.
Like,
you just woke up after being gone for a year.
We were so bad last year. I'm thrilled because we're going to get a great player in this draft. Wait, what? We don't have a first round. Oh, okay, well, where are we picking in the second round? What? We don't have a second rounder either? What?
Wait. Did we give a second round pick to Cleveland to take
Brock
Osweiler?
Wait, we traded a second rounder for what?
Yeah.
Well, you traded a second rounder and Brock Osweiler for not having Brock Osweiler on the team anymore.
Well, let me also give you some other bad news. The Texans finally parted ways with David Carr.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, that happened.
Their number one overall pick?
Yes.
David says, I think her name was Mary Catherine Gallagher. That's right. That's who it was. That's the character's name.
Here's another. I don't think Tony Boselli is going to be able to play for this team.
I've heard that he's got some kind of an injury that could... could hinder him.
409 says that.
Luckily, Andre Johnson's going to be really good.
Yeah, this is going to be his year, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, he just...
And I'm feeling really good about that Dante Robinson pick. I don't know about you.
No, I tell you what, Amobi Okoye, I think he's got a chance to be something.
He's going
to
be like the best 14-year-old player in league history.
Yeah. 409 says, I know we're perfect strangers, but I love the Deep Purple puns. Oh. Hey.
I'm
if you hear me talking on the wind, you got to understand we must remain perfect strangers.
Yeah, I'm out of Deep Purple
well,
puns.
Well, you only knew two.
I had a couple.
Oh man. So
no, I threw in Space Trucking too.
That was a good one.
That was the third one.
Yeah. And people asking where the stream is. We're not supposed to be actually doing it yet, but people
just Google it.
Yeah, just Google it or go to live stream and search. That's the best way because technically we're not doing it yet, but people have been getting on it and finding out. So, yeah. 571 wants to know what obnoxious, annoying song is going to be played over and over again for tonight's NFL draft.
That's a good question.
I feel like it'd have to be a pretty popular song.
Yeah.
God's Plan, Drake.
Maybe that Money Moves song. They're making Money Moves. I don't like that, though. Mm. It'll be a bad song, I'm sure.
Yeah, I won't be listening to too much of that kind of stuff. I'm going to go and get steaks and watch it on the TV and keep up on Twitter is kind of the way I do it now. I don't really care too much about what those guys say.
I'm going to watch NFL Network, I think, over ESPN.
Yeah,
when I
get home, it'll be NFL. I'll probably check out the Fox just to see how that is.
What time does it start?
The 7, but I'm sure, 15 minutes after 7, I guess, 7:15.
Okay.
But if you guys are driving home, you can listen to it on ESPN 97.5.
Of course you can.
Going to see Avengers tonight. What are the odds it lives up to the hype from Soccer Bilal?
0%.
Well.
I mean, it's hyped out of this world. It can be good, but is it going to be the best movie in the history of time? I kind of doubt it.
Mm. Yeah, just go in and enjoy, have fun. It's a summer blockbuster.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty good. I'm hoping for a lot of deaths. Just saying. Just woke up from a coma. What happened to Gary Kubiak?
You know what I hope happens in this Avengers movie? I hope Hulk's pants finally rip and we see what his dong looks like when he's massive, like when he's Hulk.
You think he's Greg Oding-ing it?
He's got to be. Mm. I just think it's always crazy that, like, when he grows, all his other clothes rip, but his pants just grow with him. Like, that doesn't even make sense. I mean, unless he's got magic pants, is what. But how's that even happen? Like, why isn't Hulk naked?
You just want to see what Hulk's packing.
Do you not? Are you not curious?
I'm guessing it's big and green. I don't need to see that.
So. Big, green, and raging.
Yeah. Veiny. Super veiny.
Probably. And, you know, he goes around checking out chicks and saying Hulk smash.
I noticed on that, like, on the new Rampage movie, too. Like, none of those monsters have genitalia. Like, that gorilla, like, he's just like a Ken doll. Why can't we be a little more realistic here?
Has to be kid friendly, man.
I don't get that. I mean, it's an animal. Like, animals have, like, you know, they could show a dog who's got a dong on a movie.
Do they, though?
Every once in a while.
Yodel brings up a good producer, T. Scott. What the hell is Yodel Manchild? What the hell, Tyler?
He brought up a good point, though. What was
it? No, forget it. If he's going to put Yodel Manchild on there, there's no way it's a good point. Dude, you're about to lose your made man status. But he did say it was implied that he had a big one in Thor Ragnarok.
I would guess so.
Yeah, there was a couple references to that in the movie, as I recall. Lamont says, I know it will not be played, born in the USA. I see what you did there, Lamont.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Did you see Kate Upton on TV last night?
Yeah, I did. And
what'd you think of her hair?
I thought it was, you know what? I'm not as big a fan of how she looks as all you guys are, but I thought it was cute. I mean, I think she's cute. I don't think she's one of those. I mean, she's attractive, but she's not one of those that I just go, wow, you know, I think she's cute.
I think she's so hot.
I will tell you this, though.
Respectfully. I mean, Mr. Berlinger.
But no, I mean, I think she's very attractive, but she's not one that, you know, I just say, I got to go look at her bikini photos, you know?
Oh, that's my favorite.
Well, I just kind of think of her as a nice person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you notice that sitting behind them, totally unnoticed, was Andre Johnson?
I did not notice that, no.
So, like, front row was, like, Justin Verlander, Kate Upton, Tillman Fertitta, Jim Crane, and then the next row back was Andre Johnson. You think it was because he's black?
No,
they didn't put him on the front row.
I think
for optics.
No, I just think Justin Verlander bigger deal right now.
Bigger star.
Kate Upton more fun to look at. Yeah. And the one thing I did not want to see was Justin Verlander out there throwing T-shirts to fans after pitching 6 2/3 innings. Dude, ice that arm.
Yeah,
there's more important things for you to do than be throwing damn T-shirts.
That's right.
Now you're not a young man anymore.
Her name's Kate.
Well, fine. Be disgusting. Poor nice lady has to put up with your BS.
Not me. I'm saying it's the husband-wife sex. They're allowed to have that.
And you're allowed to have a motorcycle.
I am. If I were going to have a motor, well, I do have a motorcycle. And actually, right now, it's at Republic Harley-Davidson because it's getting serviced. And anytime I need a tune-up, an oil change, whatever, they're the only dealership I trust to take proper care of my bike. It's not the closest dealership to me. I don't care. It's worth it to have the best in the business working on my bike. 7 master technicians on staff. 7. Way more than any other dealer in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. Their customer satisfaction scores just came in. Republic Harley-Davidson is above the national, regional, and local average. They're number one in the market. As soon as you walk in the door, you're going to be greeted. They're going to ask you what they can help you find. If you want to be left alone, they'll leave you alone. They're professional. They're knowledgeable. They're friendly. And they're going to help you get onto the Harley of your dreams. And if you've been looking for a Harley, you want a pre-owned, great time to get one because they've got the gigantic pre-owned Harley tent sale going on right now. Over 100 motorcycles marked to sell at wholesale prices. On-the-spot lender approval for all credit scores. It's going on through Saturday only at Republic Harley-Davidson. Whatever your need, service, newer pre-owned bikes, merchandise, riding classes, Republic Harley-Davidson's the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number if you want to get in. And, we can talk a little draft here instead of just making fun of my shirt.
I'm okay with that.
And kind of thought I might appreciate it. That was kind of a decent shirt for me.
It looks good on you, Fred.
I was trying to expand my horizons a little bit.
I think it looks great.
But the last time I tried that, I came in with some weird green thing that I had to throw away afterwards because you guys made so much fun of me. All right. So, question for you.
Okay.
Alabama is one of two teams to have the most draft picks over the past 10 years. Can you guess the other one?
My first instinct is to say LSU.
And you would be correct. They both have 65 players drafted in the first 10 rounds. Now, Alabama's had more higher picks. But the next three, let's see how good you are at this.
Ohio State?
Number four with 56.
Now it's tough. Let's go with... Go with USC.
Number two, or number third, actually, because Alabama and LSU are tied, so they have 62. Ohio State, 56. And in the number five spot is?
God, I've done pretty good so far, but I struggled to get that last one.
You're going to miss this one.
I'll go out. Can you give me a conference?
No, because I'd
Can you give me a region of the country?
I'll just tell you it's a team that has underperformed.
Florida.
That's who you wanted to
guess. That's who I wanted to say.
So there was almost no way I could do that without giving it away.
I was trying to decide between Florida and Michigan, which way I was going to go.
That was a good guess. The most quarterbacks has been USC with four.
Okay.
None of them are any good, including the one you like.
Don't hate on Cody Kessler.
He's a nice backup.
He is.
Florida State 3, Tennessee 3, Arkansas 3, Texas A&M 3.
Are any of them any good?
Jameis Winston.
Okay.
Arkansas, I guess, had Mallett and who else?
I have no idea.
that's not good. Most running backs, this is an easy guess.
LSU?
9, yeah.
Jeez.
Bama 8, Arkansas 7.
Think about that. 9 running backs in 10 years. From LSU. That's absurd.
Most wide receivers. There's a good one for you.
Most wide receivers.
Three schools tied for number one.
Man. Ohio State.
They're one of them.
Give up.
Each one of these schools had 9. Oklahoma and once again, LSU.
Okay. LSU's had some good ones too.
Yeah, the rest of these, some of these are interesting. Most offensive line, Alabama 12. Most defensive lineman, LSU 14.
Most disappointing offensive lineman, Iowa 60.
Alabama's offensive linemen have been relatively disappointing too. None of them
have gone as high. Like, there's not a lot of Alabama offensive linemen going real high.
Had a couple of them go pretty high. Let's see, most defensive backs, LSU, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Here's one nobody cares about. Most kickers, Florida State and Georgia, 2 each. But for those of you who say, oh, the SEC's not that great, most picks by conference the past 5 years, Big 12, 104.
Okay.
Big 10, 169.
69.
Pac-12, 169. ACC, 189. SEC, 270.
Oh. Boy.
So 81 more than number two over the past 5 years. That's not even over 10. So, and apparently the SEC is probably going to do it again this weekend. So that was from ESPN. They just kind of went through and looked up which schools were doing the best. So there you go. All right. A32 says, this is awesome watching you guys live. I don't know what's so exciting about it. It'll be fun when we have a guest, like we have a famous guest. When we had Warren Moon in here, that would have been kind of cool.
Yeah, all right.
How many people are watching, by the way? Can you tell?
22.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, for people not supposed to be able to have access, technically, 22 people watching and listening. Yeah, they can hear us too.
Yeah.
You're just a little bit behind.
Like 2 minutes behind.
I don't know exactly. We're going to have to figure that out because, all right, you know what? I'm going to time it right now. Okay, it's 5:39:17, and I just raised my hand. So
the number of first-round draft picks from Alabama in that 10-year span?
Yeah.
22.
Is that good?
It's pretty damn good.
2.2 per?
2.2 per year.
I'm not good at math. I'm no Jong.
And I think their average is going to go up this year, would be my guess. But, yeah, that's impressive.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Any more rumors flying around now that it looks like Baker Mayfield is your number one pick?
I'm watching for it on Twitter, but I'm not seeing anything in stone that's being thrown out. So at this point, we're close enough to it that if what Adam Schefter and Lance Zierlein, if what they say is true and Baker Mayfield's the number one guy, I don't know that we'll know much more until the clock starts, because I would be willing to bet there's still teams who don't believe that that's really going to happen.
59 seconds is the delay.
That's the actual delay.
Yeah. I just timed it. 59 seconds. 713-780-ESPN. Arkansas quarterbacks Wilson, Mallett, and Jones.
That ain't good.
No.
That ain't good. Well, they all got drafted, though. Good for them.
Yeah.
Did you see what your boy Roger Goodell's doing?
First off, not my boy.
Your buddy.
Not my friend.
He is he's going out on the stage tonight. And
getting booed.
Likely getting booed. But he's taking what you could call insurance onto the stage with him.
Oh, what is he doing? Is he taking like a little kid with ALS or something?
No. He's taking Roger Staubach, Troy Aikman, and Jason Witten out on the stage with him. Will Cowboy fans still boo him?
Yes. Yeah.
Come on. What do the Cowboys have to be mad about? I mean, Ezekiel Elliott wouldn't have helped him in those six games, right?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say he was going to bring a little kid on crutches.
No, that would be my move if I were him.
If I were him, I would do that every time.
I'd probably try to make the kid black, too.
Yeah.
For optics, that would be best.
Most likely, yeah. But get like the sickest kids you can find.
A real sick one. One in a wheelchair.
Yeah, with a
one
little,
who walks.
With a little Dallas Cowboy jersey on.
Like, yeah. Have three or four kids. One who's in a wheelchair. One that walks, but walks like with those like crutches that attach to your arm.
Yeah, the Forrest Gump crutches.
Yeah. Like that's like, oh man, that's a tough break. Maybe one who's got like a halo type neck brace on. That'd be good. And one who's really, really struggling with childhood obesity. Because I mean, you're gonna kill that kid's self-esteem? Come on. And wearing a cowboy shirt.
Yeah, you got to wear a cowboy shirt.
Like a 6XL cowboy shirt on a 9-year-old girl.
Right, so it looks like a dress.
No, it won't look like a dress on her. She's morbidly obese.
No, even on her, it'll look like a dress.
It'll look like a tube top on this kid. The kid's going to be so big.
Squeeze in a call. Anthony. Go, Anthony.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hey, guys. I moved from Dallas about 6 years ago. I listen to y'all's show every day. Love listening to y'all. I'm living in Houston now. Anyways, I have a quick question about the Dallas Cowboys draft options. I know they're sitting at 19. Biggest needs are wide receiver after we lost Dez, D-tackle, and linebacker. Do you think taking somebody like Calvin Ridley at 19 would be a good option, or maybe like D-tackle, like Vita Vea, something like that? I just wanted to hear y'all's opinions on who you think the Dallas Cowboys should take. I'm sorry about the draft speculation. I know we're beating a dead horse here, but I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts.
No, that's all right. That's what this day is for.
Is there a horse we can beat?
I've heard a lot of, we talked about Lance's mock draft, which has Leighton Vander Esch, but that's a question mark because one team basically said he's a complete no-go because of his medicals. But if the Cowboys think that there's value with him, then that'd be a pick for them. I've seen them taking wide receivers. I would take Calvin Ridley, but I've seen them look at DJ Moore. I've seen them looking at Sutton. I mean, they've looked at several receivers, and then I think some interior defensive line help is sort of a far possibility.
Yeah, I'd like to see him help the defense because I think they can gamble on a receiver later. And you mentioned Antonio Callaway yesterday as a guy that you draft in round four or something who has first round talent but has a lot of off field stuff.
Can the Cowboys take him though?
Yeah, they can. I mean they have a history of that. They've had some work out.
Yeah.
And yeah, Gregory didn't. That turned out to be a fail. But if you're getting him in the fourth round, that's a gamble you'll take. And I don't know how good any of these receivers are. I mean, I like Ridley. I like Cortland Sutton, but I don't know if those guys are ever going to be number one receivers for you. They're good number twos.
Agreed.
But if I'm drafting you in the first round, I kind of need you to be a number one receiver. And maybe Ridley can be. I don't know.
I think he can be.
Of all these guys, and I think there's a couple other that have the potential to be that, but I don't know that he steps in and he's that right off the bat. And so that would give me some pause. I think there's going to be some guys you could get rounds two and three.
Well,
or even later.
I mean, we've seen a lot, especially lately. We've seen better receivers come out of the mid to later rounds than we have the first rounds even. Like, look at it. The numbers that Corey Davis, Mike Williams, and John Ross put up last year, the top three receivers off the board, they wouldn't add up to one good receiver.
Yeah, Ross surprised me because he couldn't get off the line of scrimmage at all last year. And I think Davis at least was injured most of the year.
Yeah.
So,
but the year before, Corey Coleman, what's he done?
Crickets.
Will Fuller, what's he done?
Crickets.
Josh Dotson, what's he done?
Crickets.
Laquan Treadwell, what's he? I mean, see what I'm saying? Like those were, that's the last seven first round picks that have been used on a wide receiver. You know, you have to go back to 2015, and it was Amari Cooper, but the other wide receivers taken in the first round, Kevin White, who I feel like maybe has played like five downs.
Don't sell him short. I think it's been six. Has he been on the field at all?
I don't know. Devontae Parker.
That didn't work out.
Nelson Aguilar. Who's
okay. He actually last year.
Yeah,
evolved he's into decent. A good receiver. Yeah.
Breshad Perriman.
Oof.
And Philip Dorsett. I mean, so the rate of successful wide receivers in the first round over the last several years.
Of all those guys you mentioned, I hate to break it to you, but Will Fuller might be as good as any of them. It's kind of frightening, right?
Now you go back to 2014, you've got Sammy Watkins, who I think is a disappointment.
Although people
still seem to think that he's got something somehow.
He still keeps getting paid, too.
But Mike Evans got taken in the first round that year. Odell Beckham got taken in the first round that year.
He's okay.
Brandon Cooks got taken in the first round that year. And Kelvin Benjamin got taken in the first round this year. All of those guys have at least...
Wow. How many of those are still with their original team, though? Evans, right?
Evans and Odell Beckham.
Well, for now. Yeah. I mean,
by
the end of the night, he might not be. But, yeah, Cooks is on his third team. Watkins is on his third team.
Benjamin's in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, at least those guys can play in the league. And even that year, some of the second, like Marquise Lee was off the board in the second round. Davante Adams was a second rounder. So Allen Robinson and Jarvis Landry were second rounders. That was a good receiver draft year. I don't know if this year's a good one, but I do think that Calvin Ridley's, he's a number one wide receiver. The rest of them, I don't know.
I think he has a potential to be a number one.
And I'll say this, and last year I thought Corey Davis was a number one wide receiver, and he still may be.
I agreed with you on Davis. I like Davis better than I like Ridley, though, and I just think let's see how he does when he's healthy. But, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you on Ridley.
All right, guys, coming up on Saturday, this Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m., the Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries want you to come out and spend a day drinking beer. How bad does that sound? 72 of the finest craft beers from breweries like Adalbert's, Eighth Wonder, Buffalo Bayou, Deschutes, Galveston Island, Lagunitas, Real Ale, Sam Adams, Spindle Tap, St. Arnold, Southern Star, Carbach. There's going to be a ton of breweries out there, and they all want you to sample their wares. What a horrible, horrible way to spend a Saturday, right? $44.95 a person if you buy now. $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. It'll be $49.95 the day of the event. Your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from vendors, and food samples. There's going to be live music all day. You can purchase your tickets online at KemaBeerFest.com or on-site at multiple ticket booths at the Kema Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase and must be 21 years of age. And if you're a real craft beer enthusiast, at 1 p.m., you can take the Craft Beer Fest cruise on a yacht. That'll be a good time. And you could get the Craft Beer Hotel package, which includes a one-night stay at the Boardwalk Inn and two tickets to the festival. Go to KemaCraftBeerFest.com for all the details. That's KemaCraftBeerFest.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Texter says, Fred, that's definitely purple and you look like grape ape.
Damn.
That's pretty harsh.
It's cold-blooded.
All right. Okay, so the shirt's...
But it's somewhat accurate.
Hey, shirt's getting retired.
No.
It's gone. That's it. No. That's it. Out of here. Let's just do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
I know that was the Gym of the Day, your shirt.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, this is science. So
science.
I am believing it.
Believe in
here's
science.
Here's your headline. Science, colon.
Colon?
Well, you know, the two little dots. Not a science, it's colon.
Oh, okay.
It's not like somebody's having a colonoscopy.
I thought it was like science.
Colon.
Colon.
No.
Delicious and good for your health.
No, not.
Thank goodness.
Not Bartolo Colon either.
Phew. Yeah.
You know, colon, the two little dots.
Gotcha. Right? Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Okay. I was just setting up the sentence.
Could have made it clearer, but okay.
Wow.
Just how do kidding. I make you it clear? You could have made it clear. I got it.
Science. Long pause. Marijuana will enhance a natural runner's high. Apparently, they've done a study. And so now I feel like I should experiment with this, that you get this runner's high after you run, right?
Do you get that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Not this 5K that you just did.
No, God, no. I got
you home. Had what's called runner's die.
Pretty close, yeah. I had what's called my legs hurt for 3 days after that, and it was just a disaster. But
okay.
I'm thinking the next one, I'm doing one next week. Maybe
toke it up before you...
Not a whole lot, you know, just... Just enough to kind of be feeling smooth.
I think it'd be better for you to do edibles because you don't want to.
But I have to make edibles. I don't have access to edibles.
You don't want to take that smoke into your lungs and then go run.
Yeah, well, it's weed smoke, though.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean.
But apparently, Dr. Marcel Von Miller, no relation to Von Miller.
Oh, okay. I was about to ask that.
Well, Marcel Von Miller.
Von Miller.
Yeah, I think he's stealing from Von. But,
are you sure there's no relation?
I'm sure of nothing, AJ. I'm not even sure the world exists right now. I just know that I'm a grape ape in an ugly shirt today. That's what I know.
And you're
it.
You're running high.
Yeah, and I suck at running and apparently everything else. That's what I know. Nothing is real.
What else do you suck at?
Well, it's a lot of things. I just don't want to get into it. Don't want to get into it today.
Okay.
Apparently I suck at everything. But it enhances your ability to train and it enhances your recovery. So I'm thinking this ought to be an experiment that I should do this before my next race. You know, go out and... Oh, when did Barney come back? Okay, that's it. That's it. That's it. Shirt's permanently retired.
Where is this, on the text or on that live stream?
No, that's on the text. That's on the text. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Damn.
Blitzers are mean today.
I know.
This is what happens when the Texans don't have a pick. You guys get so pissed off about it that you have to take it out on me. I'm glad that...
Oh, this one's even better. Fred looks like Barney's out-of-shape uncle.
Okay. I'm glad that you guys have something you can make fun of today. I'm glad I can amuse you. I'm glad I'm a clown that I amuse you. A big purple clown. Daniel said, did the
wife... Fred looks like he's about to go get burgers with Ronald McDonald and Mayor McCheese.
Okay. Not bad. Keep them coming.
Those last two I just made up. Nobody sent them in.
Oh. See, come on, man. I'm trying to give the people some love here, and you're making crap up. Don't put words in their mouth. Let them come up with this stuff. Daniel said, did the wife see you in that shirt before you left for work? No, she didn't.
No. Because if she did, she would have packed her things. And
listen, she thinks I'm disgusting anyway. It doesn't matter what I wear. It's like, oh, hey, how are you? It's like, how do I look? Does it matter? It's pretty much her comeback.
Adam Schefter tweet. Teams already eyeing move into the back of the first round. The Vikings have received calls today from six teams interested in potentially trading into the back half of the first round and the number 30 pick. Calls coming for New England at 31 and Philly at 32 as well. That's not surprising. We see that almost every year now. Teams always want to trade up into that back end of the first round.
Who let the purple Teletubby in? Why is Grimace hosting with AJ?
Well, that was my Mayor McCheese joke, just kind of
Fat Willy
in
Wonka.
A roundabout way.
Yeah. Violet from Willy Wonka after eating the gum. Grape of Wrath. Yep. Really?
That's good.
Yep, Fred's pissed. Grape of Wrath. Yep.
And another note, Steph Curry practiced in full today, questionable for game one of the next series.
It looks like the rest of the Fruit of the Loom gang ditched him.
Oh man. Poor Fred. Damn.
Oh God. Good stuff. See, the camera's going to have some positives.
Yeah.
People are going to be able to make fun of me. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.